Ladybird!
Keywords with Peter and Jane. 10B, the sea rescue. Based on the original Keywords with Peter and Jane reading scheme and research by William Murray. Original edition written by William Murray. This edition written by Ben Hume Cross. Illustrated by Pablo Gallego with colour work by Janos Orban. Based on characters and design by Gustavo Masali. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 1964, 2023. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2023. Peter was having a good morning on a big boat.
"The big waves are fun,"
he said, laughing. Jane wasn't so sure. When the family left the boat, they were all feeling a bit sick.
"Is there a doctor here?"
Jane groaned.
"I'm seasick. Doctor, doctor, help!"
"Me too,"
said Peter.
"Why did I eat so much breakfast? Doctor, help!"
"You always eat too much breakfast,"
Dad said, laughing.
"You'll feel better when we get to Yaz and Mike's house."
When the family stood at Yaz and Mike's front door, they could hear loud music.
"Come in!"
yelled Yaz.
"It's good to see you."
They walked into the house where the music was louder.
"Jane and Peter, please go to Rohan's room and ask the boys to turn the music down,"
Yaz said.
"That music has been on all morning. If they're online or playing computer games, ask them to do something different."
Up in Rohan's room, Rohan and Krish were pleased to see Peter and Jane.
"There's so much to do here,"
Krish said, turning down the music. He thought for a bit.
"Television? Or a film? Or, I know, a cool online computer game. You'd love it."
"Or table football,"
said Rohan.
"Lunch is in the kitchen,"
Yaz called up the stairs.
"After that, you'll have time to play."
The families sat at the kitchen table for lunch.
"It's fun to be away from home,"
Jane said.
"I don't want to be online on the computer all afternoon."
"You're right,"
said Yaz.
"These boys spend so much time on the computers in their rooms. You must stop,"
she said to Rohan and Krish.
"The loud music can stop too."
"Loud music? I love loud music, Mum,"
said Rohan.
"Well, I don't love it,"
Yaz said, laughing.
"I'm still not even sure it's music."
That afternoon, the children played lots of football in the garden. The families had dinner at the kitchen table. Then Krish showed Peter and Jane something on the computer in his room.
"Look at this,"
said Krish.
All these different people held hands to make a chain of people. Then they dragged someone out of the snow when they got stuck.
Wow! I love that!
Said Peter.
I'd love a computer in my room, but Dad says I'd spend too much time online.
At bedtime, Peter and Jane were chatting in their room.
I really thought I should see a doctor on the boat this morning,
Jane told Peter.
I thought we'd never get here.
Me too,
Peter said, laughing.
It's great that we felt better this afternoon. I can't wait to go to the beach in the morning. I love it here.
As he fell asleep, Peter thought about all the different things they could do in the morning.
I thought I'd check the news online.
Mum began at the breakfast table in the morning.
The report said the waves are even bigger this morning, so we can't swim.
What about this afternoon?
Peter asked.
It says online that the waves will be even bigger again this afternoon,
Mum told him.
There are still lots of different things we can do,
said Rohan.
We can still go into town or visit the caves. We could even make a film of our day.
After breakfast, the families cleared the breakfast things off the kitchen table. Yaz switched on the television. In a town by the sea, a news reporter was standing in front of a town hall. She walked over the road from the town hall, then down by the sea. The waves on the television were big.
That town is near here,
Yaz told them all. Even Jane thought that swimming wouldn't be safe today.
We can have fun doing different things at the beach, like making a film,
she said.
It will be great.
They couldn't wait to go to the beach. When they got there, they saw another family. The family's dogs, Snow and Fire, were very happy to play with Tess. Rohan began filming the dogs.
Look at these three,
he said, laughing. The dogs began playing down by the water. They were having a great time. The waves were much bigger than those they had seen on the television that morning.
The dogs have got very near the sea. Should we stop them?
Jane asked.
We don't have to stop them,
Mum told her.
They're having lots of fun. I don't think they'll go right into the water.
Even so, they still stayed near the dogs. Rohan saw a poster that said, "Stop, no swimming." He filmed the dogs running by it. Then he filmed a different poster, which said, "Stop, no fires." Then Snow and Fire left with their family. Tess trotted over to some other people. Then she trotted back. She began to keep away from the water.
Right, what shall we do now?
Mum asked.
We could play in the sandbanks,
Jane told her.
Or we could look in those rock pools,
said Krish.
Or visit the caves.
Great! Let's start with those rock pools,
said Jane.
Then we can go for a walk in the sandbanks and see the caves.
Rohan stood by the rock pools. He was still filming.
I like these shells,
said Peter.
What are those?
Jane asked, pointing at lots of shells on the rocks.
Those are sea snails,
Krish told her.
There are lots and lots of those on this beach.
Then Peter lifted up a flat rock by the pool.
Look at these!
He yelled.
Crabs!
Krish even picked up a crab and Rohan filmed it. They found so much to film in the pools that they stayed there all morning.
This is great!
Jane said, laughing.
Look, those waves are getting even bigger.
Rohan filmed the waves. Then he filmed everyone eating a picnic. Tess looked sad.
Poor Tess,
said Peter.
Do you miss snow and fire?
Tess began wagging her tail happily. They all laughed.
Right, let's take her up to the sandbanks,
said Yaz. When they got to the sandbanks, Rohan filmed them all running and jumping. Peter was fast, but Krish and Jane were even faster. Tess was much faster than all of them. Then they put lots and lots of sand all over Peter. Rohan filmed Jane and Krish as if they were on television.
On today's television news,
said Jane,
we found this boy in the sand.
That was great fun,
said Peter with a happy laugh.
Wait, where is Tess?
They couldn't see her. They called for her, but she still didn't come. Rohan stopped filming. Mum wasn't happy.
This is not great. Tess!
She called.
Tess!
Maybe she thought she'd find snow and fire,
said Yaz.
Or she could be by the rock pools, or even in those caves.
Right,
Mum told them.
Yaz, Krish and Rohan, can you look by those caves first? We'll look in these sandbanks. She might still be here. If not, then we can all look by the rock pools.
They still couldn't find her. Peter and Jane were unhappy. The morning had been great, but now the afternoon wasn't much fun at all.
Tess could be stuck in a cave,
said Jane.
Or she could even be in the water.
I know Tess wouldn't go too near those waves. We will find her soon,
said Mum. Then they heard lots of barking.
Tess!
They yelled.
she was right at the top of the sandbanks. By the time the family were at the top, Tess had run away, barking even louder. Then they saw that Tess was running back down to the rock pools.
"Look!"
said Jane. Past the rock pools, they could see some people by the water. Fire was with them, barking. In the water, there was another dog.
"It's Snow!"
said Peter.
"Poor dog!"
said Jane.
"Dogs are great swimmers, but those waves are still much too big to be out in,"
said Mum. They sprinted after Tess. Yaz, Rohan and Krish saw them, and they began running too. They all got to the water and talked to the dog's family, who were very unhappy.
"Snow keeps getting pushed in by these waves,"
one of the people told them.
"Then she gets pulled out again."
"I've got a plan,"
said Krish.
"Jane, Peter, do you remember those people I showed you online on the computer?"
"The chain of people,"
Jane yelled.
"You're right,"
said someone next to her.
"We must join hands and make a chain. I'll stand by those rocks, then you all make a chain with me."
Lots of people had seen the dog in the water. They all joined hands and formed a chain of people, with Snow's family at the front. Then all the people began walking into the water. Yaz, Peter and Jane looked after Tess and Fire on the beach. The waves were very strong. They nearly pushed the family over. Snow was pushed in, then she was pulled out again. She was still too far away from the people. Then, Snow got hit by the biggest wave yet. It pushed the dog in and her family grabbed hold of her. The people could feel the water pulling at their legs as the wave sucked back out to sea. Just when they all thought the chain couldn't take much more, the next wave crashed into Snow's family and pushed them back to the beach. Snow's family dragged her onto the sand, and the people on the beach began cheering.
"Yes!"
Peter yelled, laughing.
"Those people did something great."
"They did. They got Snow out of the water,"
said Jane.
"And she's all right."
Tess and Fire stood by Snow and licked her fur. Then Snow got to her feet. Snow's family were very happy, and they thanked the people who helped them.
"Those children thought of making a chain of people,"
someone said.
"They thought much more quickly than the rest of us."
There were lots of happy people and lots of hugs. Then Snow trotted over and shook water all over them. They all laughed.
"Well, that was great,"
said Yaz.
Thanks to Krish and all of you, we have a happy ending.